The Federal Health Minister is facing a renewed push from some of the government's own backbench MPs to delay a crackdown on nicotine liquid for e-cigarettes. It's already illegal to sell the substance in Australia, and federal health authorities are set to decide within weeks whether to ban imports without a doctor's prescription. The latest drug survey estimates 500,000 Australians vape and more than 2 million have tried it. Political reporter Anna Henderson has more.
In a Perth lab, puffs of nicotine aerosol from an e-cigarette are being released into a small, clear chamber.
Turbulent clouds of vape coming out the bottom.
It's how Curtin University Associate Professor Ben Mullins has been studying the impacts of vaping.
We don't want to involve a human in our work, so we're trying to use a chamber to replicate what's happening in the lung.
Vapes are battery-operated devices that heat a liquid people can inhale to simulate smoking. Ben Mullins has been collaborating with Associate Professor Alex Larcombe and the Telethon Kids Institute, studying human lung cells and mice to check the effect of the two main ingredients in vaping liquids, propylene glycol and vegetable glycerin.
Irrespective of the nicotine content, the animals that had been breathing propylene glycol, lung function wasn't impaired basically at all. The animals that had been breathing in glycerin were functionally impaired to the same degree as if they'd been smoking tobacco cigarettes.
In particular, the impact on development rang alarm bells.
Trying to model what a teenager might happen to their lungs, the results were quite concerning.
Earlier this year, Health Minister Greg Hunt laid out his fears about what vaping could do and who is driving its increasing popularity.
There's no question that old tobacco has played a very significant role in the push for vaping.
Now the Therapeutic Goods Administration is contemplating a crackdown. The regulator wants to ban imports unless the user has a doctor's prescription. Border Force would have the power to impound imports. Fines of up to $222,000 could be imposed.
So I was smoking 40 cigarettes a day. Then when I went to vaping, my lung function improved.
Belinda Costigan is an emergency nurse and a mum.
Everyone wants to be around for their children. My father died of lung cancer when he was 66. I remember smoking a cigarette, walking him out when he was in palliative care, and I remember smoking at his funeral. And obviously those things play in your mind.
She says requiring a prescription is unfair.
Getting a prescription from a doctor for using a nicotine product, it's humiliating. I've chosen the healthier option, yet I'm going to be punished, whereas a smoker can go out and get them from uniting down the road.
According to the Federal Health Department, only 14 doctors across the nation have registered to fill nicotine liquid prescriptions. Dr. Gillian Deakin is one of them, but she says she doesn't want to be.
Australians need to have easier access to vaping than they currently do to the deadly cigarettes. And this system that's been proposed is going to achieve the exact opposite.
AM has seen a leaked letter signed by 28 members of the government backbench that was sent to Greg Hunt earlier this month. They're calling for the decision to be delayed until at least February and for the party room to get a say. Liberal Senator Holly Hughes wrote the letter. She's also chairing a parliamentary inquiry into the effectiveness of vaping as a way to quit smoking. It will hand down its final report today.
Anna Henderson reporting.